It will take Zaphod Beeblebrox at least 30 seconds to cross the entrance lobby of the hitchhiker offices, and at least another 3 minutes will then elapse before the offices are finally bombed to bits. It would therefore seem an appropriate moment to recount that Trillian also effected a fortuitous escape from the Hagunennons, only to be carried off and forcibly married to the president of the Algolian chapter of the Galactic Rotary Club. Whilst Marvin, the paranoid android, has survived a remarkable and unwieldy series of adventures which he has never been able satisfactorily to explain, and has now, by the most amazing coincidence, arrived exactly here.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
I doubt it.
Oh, well, in that case, if you'll just
excuse me. No one can help me.
Yes, sir.
Well, not that anyone's ever tried, of course.
Is that so?
Hardly worth anyone's while, really, is it?
I'm sorry,
I mean,
sir, but if you have...
the percentage of being kind or helpful to a robot if it doesn't have any gratitude circuits?
And you don't have any.
I've never had occasion to find out.
Listen to me, you miserable heap of maladjusted
metal. Aren't you going to ask me what I want?
Is it worth it?
Is anything?
What do you want?
I'm looking for someone.
Who?
Zaphod Beeblebrox. He's just walking over there.
Ah, then why did you ask me?
I just wanted someone to talk to.
What? Oh.
Pathetic, isn't it? Goodbye.
Oh.
Marvin! How did you get here?
Don't ask.
But hey, you crazy psychotic cybernaut, how are you, kid?
I'm all right if you happen to like that sort of thing, which personally I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Hello, lift.
I am to be your elevator for this trip to the floor of your choice. I have been designed by the Sirius Cybernetics Corporation to take you, the visitor to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, into these, their offices. If you enjoy your ride, which will be swift and pleasurable, then you may care to experience some of the other elevators which have recently been installed in the offices of the Galactic Tax Department, Boobaloo Baby Foods, and the Sirian State Mental Hospital, where many ex-Sirius Cybernetics Corporation executives will be delighted to welcome your visits, sympathy, and happy tales of life out in the big wide world.
Yeah, what else do you do besides talk?
I go up or down.
Good, we're going up.
Or down.
Yeah. Okay, up, please.
Down's very nice.
Oh, yeah?
Super.
Good. Now, will you take us up?
May I ask if you've considered all the possibilities that down might offer you?
Like what?
Well, there's the basement, the microfiles, the heating system. Nothing particularly exciting, I'll admit, but they are alternative possibilities.
Oh, Zarquan's knees. Did I ask for an existential elevator? What's the matter with the thing?
It doesn't want to go up. I think it's afraid.
Of what? Heights? An elevator that's afraid of heights?
Of the future.
The future? What does it want, a pension scheme?
All Sirius Cybernetics elevators can see into the future. It's part of our programming. Going down.
Marvin, just get this elevator to go up, will you? We've got to get to Zani Whoop.
Why?
I don't know, but when I find him, he'd better have one hell of a good reason for me wanting to see him.